嘅两段嘅圣经诵读咧，与水有关。阿撒尔先知书用一个形容咧，耶路撒冷个城有啲活水流出，系象征墨西亚时代咧将会活水救助整个世界呢、这个预言嚟嘅。咁当然啦，最后个预言唔喺耶路撒冷有四个洞出水啦，系耶稣所建立嘅新嘅耶路撒冷，俾我哋活水啊，洗成世成市嘛。咁今日约望福音呢一段都系一个水池，一个水。水咧，为犹太人咧嗰个心嘅意义嘅，系一个洗洁，系一个滋养，第一个忏悔。点解会忏悔咧？让犹太人要泪水咧，作为一种忏悔标记。咁所以个水本身都有忏悔嘅含义。所以我哋洗礼，除咗我哋话让主洁净我哋心灵，让主让我哋滋养我哋心灵之外咧，都提醒我哋要不断归依，不断忏悔。咁今日嘅俊同荣有靓啊，圣荣啊，二十二日先主第五十五篇，主说凡口渴的，请到水泉来。没有钱的，请来愉快地畅饮吧，畅饮这个永生的水泉。特圣荣在圣荣廿三篇又好靓，佢上主是我的牧者，我实在无所缺，他使我卧在青蕊草场，又令我走近幽静的水旁。这个水呢，是一个记号，多一宁静的标记。有在你旅行去到海滩，你要中坐一阵，定一定，一种感觉，你望着海，一种好宁静，除咗打风之外啦，但系一种好平和。咁呢个好似象征住一个意念咧、意境咧，天主个平安与人同在。我更加记我要记住我哋在领洗时嘅洗礼啦，藉住水同埋圣神嘅临在，一切嘅罪污藉住耶稣基督所喺佢胸前流出嘅血同水，一笔勾销。所以在耶稣的心中几咁期望我们不断每日都是洁净的生活，他给足我们足够恩宠，使我们能够活在天主的生命里面。我们常为感恩之心。 So this water is mentioned in both Ezekiel's and John's Gospel.The symbol of Jerusalem, the water coming out from the walls of Jerusalem, is a symbol in the future, the era of Messiah, all the grapes coming out from this new kingdom of God. So true, today all the grace is coming from Jesus, from the church. And also from Isaiah's,also mentioning those who are thirsty, come to the fountain. Water for the Jews is a sign of life, cleansing, also kind of penance. Because water means also tears. Tears means your contrition. So this time remind us of baptism. We are cleansed in the Lord. Give all the life in the Lord. So we thank the Lord for His giving out His life through the wounds after His death. As pierced His heart, coming out water and blood. And that's what Jesus loved us so much. He gave us so much. All His life given to us. So what we have to, thanksgiving, and also many, all the time remember, we have to live in this water, in this Christ gives, His grace.